This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number one of the Friday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves as always. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Mark, you feeling a little bit better today?
I'm feeling better.
Okay.
Well, not good, good, but better.
All right, so as always, you bring up anything, join us online, et cetera, et cetera. We go right to the phones because this is the show about your calls, so let's go to the amplifier line, as a matter of fact, and talk to George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, George. What's on your mind?
Hey. Yeah, I just got that article here about the Liberty Dollar being outlawed. I thought this was legal. What's up with that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I guess you sent an instant message to Mark earlier today, and I was shocked. When I heard this news, it's pretty stunning. And I thought, well, maybe, because we were driving at the time, so I didn't have any internet in front of me, and I thought, well, this has to just be one state. Maybe it was New York State, because there was a story recently about a couple Liberty Dollar associates in New York State that had gotten arrested for trying to use the Liberty Dollar up there. And I thought, well, maybe they passed a law in one state. This is federal, isn't it, George?
Yeah, that's what I heard from the U.S. Mint saying, don't take this. It's not real currency or something like that. But it's backed by silver, so why can't it be taken? That's what I was wondering.
Well, we're going to investigate it. And, George, thank you for the update. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231, if you've got comments on this. But not only is the U.S. Mint saying you shouldn't take this, they're saying it's illegal for you to use these things. They're saying it's illegal for you to use the Liberty Dollar, which is something
Why haven't they gone and arrested everybody who's involved in it?
Well, maybe it's only illegal to actually use and not actually possess. They didn't make that clear. Washington from USA Today. The government warned consumers Thursday and businesses that it's illegal to use alternative money known as Liberty Dollar coins, which organizers promote as a competitor to the almighty dollar. Now, I'm a Liberty Dollar associate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somebody who spent the money to get a wholesale price on Liberty Dollar so I can purchase them and then re-spend them in whatever area I live in, or nationwide, because there's digital versions of Liberty Dollars as well.
Okay.
So I'm an associate. I'm connected with this. In fact, Free Talk Live has been off and on promoting the Liberty Dollar for well over a couple years now.
Yeah, going on 3 years maybe.
So I'm really behind it, and I'd like to point out that the people behind the Liberty Dollar, the organization known as NorFed, they have made it very clear to every Liberty Dollar associate that you are not to refer to these as coins. They are not coins because only the United States Mint is capable of making coins.
So what are they?
They're pieces.
Pieces.
Silver pieces. They're not coins. And so they make it very clear, don't refer to it as a coin. Anyway, he goes, the U.S. Mint spokesperson Becky Bailey says, we don't want consumers to be fooled. U.S. attorneys across the USA have noticed a marked increase in inquiries about the coins. Well, yeah, they're getting more popular. They've been around since 1998, which means they're coming up on, 8 years of existence.
And obviously now they're popular enough that the Mint is a little concerned.
Right, because before, if you went to the Liberty Dollar website, and you can get to it through ours by going to dollar.freetalklive.com, there was quotes there from the Treasury, from the Mint, from the U.S. Secret Service, because as you might imagine, over the past 8 years, there have been a lot of people that have been utilizing these things,
yeah.
And there have been a lot of questions from people that have received them as to whether or not it's legal tender, etc., and it's not legal tender, because only the U.S. government's dollars can be legal tender. It's an alternative.
They make the laws.
Right. It's an alternative currency that you are not forced to accept. It's up to you as to whether or not you want to take these things. And, well, anyway, let me give you a few more facts here before we go on. The coins producers vowed to fight the government's decision. Evansville, Indiana-based National Organization for the Repeal of the Federal Reserve Act and the Internal Revenue Code, otherwise known as NorFed, has been making Liberty Dollar coins for the past 8 years and claims $20 million of it is in circulation. The group says the money, unlike official U.S. cash, has a hedge against inflation because it's made almost entirely of silver and is backed by stocks of silver and gold in a vault in Idaho. The coins are then spent by the group's 2,500 Liberty Associates in stores run by fellow supporters, or are accepted unknowingly by clerks who are unaware that they're not receiving real real money. That's not the case either. There's nobody out there that I know of. I'm sure there are some of them, some of the Liberty Associates, that are trying to pass these off as real United States currency.
Well, it's not like you actually have to say anything about it being not United States currency in order to pass it.
No.
Because there's nothing out there that competes with the United States currency. It's just unthinkable for most people to even consider that it might be something besides United States currency.
I
or
think it's pretty clear.
Counterfeit. Like, there's
know.
Only... there's No, I don't think it's clear. I don't think
Maybe
it's clear.
Maybe it's not. It seems
Look,
really different.
To most
when,
people,
you, when you're handed a silver piece that's made out of an ounce of silver... it feels different. It seems different. That's all.
I agree with you on that. People look at it and see value in it.
And if you look at it, you see a phone number on there and a website. I mean, how often do you see that?
Right. You know, one time, one person I showed this to was like, "What is this thing? It's got a telephone number and an email address on it." Or it didn't have a telephone number.
Website.
It just had a website on it. He was very surprised by what he was seeing. He realized that what he was seeing wasn't U.S. currency. He's the only one. I mean, most people there lives money, counterfeit
yeah.
money. That's it. Like that's all there is in their right. world. There's money and there's counterfeit money, and if it's not counterfeit money, then it's money. Well, this is a competing currency to money.
And the U.S. Mint or the Treasury would like you to think that this is indeed counterfeit, when in fact it's not. And it points out that there's 2,500 Liberty Associates out there, and there's over 20 million in circulation. You know what I think happened here,
dollars?
Mark? Yeah, 25 million Liberty dollars.
Okay.
Or 20 million. You know what I think happened here? I think that in 1998, when NorFed came out with the Liberty dollar, and they started to put it into circulation, and people got upset or concerned that this might have been counterfeit, and so they called the Secret Service. The Secret Service has been called time and time again about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called the Treasury or whatever. And they kind of looked at it. I'm betting the government looked at it and sort of thought, isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? Some people want to make their own money. Oh, let them make their own money. Nothing will ever come of this.
It's not illegal.
But no, it's not illegal.
There is no law against this. As long as
you're not trying to counterfeit the Federal Reserve notes in the federal currency.
Right.
And that's not what they're trying to do.
Right. For this article to come out, it's just erroneous. That's all. The article's erroneous.
Well, the article may be erroneous, but it's based on a decision by the federal government to make these into illegal
How
things.
Does the federal government get to make a decision?
Excuse me, the individuals in the federal
No,
government.
I'm just wondering. The federal government doesn't get to make decisions.
Are you talking about the government as an entity? Of course not. It's a collective group.
No, the judicial system makes decisions.
Mm.
Unless there's a lawsuit, then this is, some bureaucrat can't say from on high...
That's exactly
that's
what they're doing.
Counterfeit.
Okay, I'll explain why. Let's go on. The United States Mint is the only entity that can produce coins, says Becky Bailey, the spokesperson bureaucrat. And as I pointed out, these aren't coins. The Mint notes the coins share some resemblances to real money, such as the term trust in God instead of in God we trust, and use of a torch in the design. Such similarities may confuse people into thinking the money is real, the Mint says. This whole article is such a smear campaign. This money is real. It is.
It has weight and takes up space.
It's more real than the Federal Reserve notes could ever hope to be. Because this money really actually, it either actually really is silver in the case of the Silver Liberty, which is a 1 ounce piece of silver,
right.
or the half Silver Liberty, which is a half an ounce of silver, or it's a certificate which is backed up by an ounce or a half ounce or whatever of silver in a vault somewhere. That's real money. They're trying to smear the Liberty dollar by claiming it's not real money, money when it absolutely is. And if you've got comments, 800-259-9231, NorFed says it will challenge the government, arguing it has never claimed Liberty dollars were official money, and that it has a right to offer an alternative. Executive Director Michael Johnson says, quote, "The designs and verbiage are original and are not copies of any U.S. Mint currency. It's unclear how many people or businesses are unknowingly holding Liberty dollars."
You know, they do kind of look like U.S. currency in that U.S. currency is trying to look like real silver. These are made out of real silver. U.S. currency is trying to look like it. I'd say the U.S. currency is actually counterfeiting Liberty dollars.
There's some more details here, but I hope that all of this attention just results in more publicity and positive stuff for the Liberty Dollar. More on the way.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. The opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 15th, 2006. Gold opened at $577.20, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $609.04. Again, that's $609.04 for 1 ounce gold coins. The dollar is getting battered, and foreign countries have a significant impact on the price of gold. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities, and bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas republished the 1931 book, Oh Yeah, An Economic Review of the Great Depression. Are we close to the same type of disaster? Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well-documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Shrine.freetalklife.com will get you right to it with dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, meaning that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklife.com for yourself. Again, that's shrine.freetalklife.com. So the news coming out today, USA Today reporting based on a U.S. Mint press release. I've got that as well, so you can see how they were spinning it.
because USA Today is doing a pretty good job of spinning it in the government's direction. What has happened is the Liberty Dollar, which is I happen to be a huge fan of, and that Free Talk Live has been promoting for a good couple of years now, has now been labeled illegal, or actually it's illegal to use it. I don't think it's been made clear that it's illegal to possess, so I don't think that they're contraband at this point, but it's illegal to spend the Liberty Dollar now in the United States of America. Now, what is the Liberty Dollar? Well, it's an alternative currency. It has never been suggested by the Liberty Dollar manufacturers and distributors that this is supposed to be United States currency. It's the Liberty Dollar. It's something else entirely. It's a coin. It's a silver piece. The silver Liberty. It's an ounce of silver, and it's been stamped. There's a value on it. That value has gone up, by the way, over the past 2 years. When I got involved, it was a $10 silver piece. Now it's a $20 silver piece.
So you've actually made money from your original investment?
Well, you can say I've made money, but I mean, I still have the same amount of silver. It's just worth more. That's
right.
All.
Well, that sounds like making money to me.
Okay, yeah, I've made U.S. dollars. Woo! Well, yes.
That's what I invest
It's held
for.
Value. My money's held value.
And so.
See, I haven't made money. My money's held value, and your money has lost. Mm. That's all. I'm just in a better position than you. That's all. So the U.S. Mint is very angry about this, and the U.S. Mint used to be fine and dandy with the Liberty Dollar. They said before it was fully legal. No problem. But now they're all upset. Continuing with the USA Today article, NorFed says it's going to challenge the government. NorFed is the company that's behind the production of the Liberty Dollar. It's unclear how many people or businesses are unknowingly holding Liberty Dollars, which cannot be exchanged for so-called real money at banks. When I spend a Liberty Dollar, I make it crystal clear. And I know not everybody does this, but I do. I make it crystal clear to whoever takes it from me that this is not something your bank's going to take.
Have you ever gotten, and you also give a business card every time.
Yes.
Almost every time you give one, use one. Have you ever gotten a call?
A callback? No, never.
Because people see the value in them.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Or they just decide to keep them, whatever. You know,
I would imagine that a large
amount willing to come back.
Collector pieces.
So, let's see. In a case in Buffalo, a man and his son are set to go on trial next month after they knowingly tried to buy beer at a Buffalo Sabres hockey game with Liberty Dollars. See how they're trying to make it sound so sinister? People or businesses are unknowingly holding Liberty Dollars. These men tried to knowingly buy beer with a Liberty Dollar as though they're trying to scam people. They're not. The Mint didn't say if government officials would seek to prosecute individuals or NorFed after its warning. So we'll find out.
Wait a second. If you counterfeit U.S. money, there's no if to whether you get prosecuted or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's the BS here. If there was something being done wrong, if it was in fact illegal, they would be prosecuting. They would. I mean, if you photocopy a $10 bill and do a bad job at it, and you try to pass it off, you can believe you're not just going to get a warning from the Secret Service. You're going
under arrest.
To jail.
Mm-hmm. And in many cases, there have been people that have been detained by unknowing police after spending Liberty Dollars, only to find out, only to call in the Secret Service and have them say, nope, let them go. You can't do anything. We can't do anything about this. Because Liberty Dollars, at least before today, were fully legal. Reed Runk, park
owner. They still are. It's illegal to say that this is U.S. currency.
Okay, yes. That much we've known, and that's been illegal.
That's what they're saying. They're spinning it.
Reed Runk, part owner of Kendall Funk and Bismarck Jewelers in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, says the store has been accepting Liberty Dollars for about a year and has sold a few as well. Runk says the store will continue to accept and sell the coins. Quote, we just feel that there's something that educates people as to what the monetary systems are like in the world, that they're a fiat system, that if people lose faith in them, they're going to collapse. And he says, besides, they're a good-looking coin. 1-800-259-9231, the U.S. Mint. their press release on this. Liberty dollars, not legal tender, United States warns consumers. So I think you're right, Mark. There's sort of a double-edged message here.
It's a spin.
They're spinning it as though they're spinning the message that is this isn't legal tender, and if you pass it off as legal tender, that's illegal. And we've known that. But they're also obscuring that message by saying it's illegal, period, to try and use them.
They are. But if I try to use my car keys and tell people that it's legal tender, it would be against the law. No one's going to believe me, and no one's going to take me seriously enough. I might as well wear a big red nose while I try to do it. But this stuff's closer. And if you try to pass it off as legal tender, if you say that it's legal tender, then you've done something illegal. You're passing it off as you're lying. It's not, in fact, U.S. currency.
From the Mint's press release, these medallions are privately produced products that are neither backed by nor affiliated with the United States government. Phew, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I don't want you backing my dollars. What? That's what's backed the dollars, the U.S. dollars, backed by the government? So I can get some government for my dollars if I turn them into the Federal Reserve?
Can't get anything for it.
There's no backing at all.
There's nothing.
Not even a promise.
Nope.
Prosecutors with the Department of Justice have determined that the use of these gold and silver NorFed Liberty Dollars medallions as circulating money is a federal crime. See, that's where it's getting obscure for me, Mark. They don't make it very clear. They say use of these medallions as circulating money is a federal crime. But they don't have a monopoly on money in America. They would like to.
Yes, they would.
In fact, later on here, it actually cites, here it is. These advertisements confusingly refer to NorFed Liberty Dollar medallions as legal and constitutional. However, under the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, this again from the U.S. Mint press release, Congress has the exclusive power to coin money of the United States and to regulate its value. Now, I would like for you to pull up the Constitution, Mark, because you usually have it at your fingertips.
I do.
Go to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, and tell me, is the U.S. Mint lying when they say that the United States Mint is the only entity of the United... Excuse me. That Congress has the exclusive power to coin money?
Section 1, I can tell you already that, in fact, states have the ability to coin money also.
Okay.
What was it? Article 1?
Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, because as I understand it, the Constitution makes no such exclusivity. It does specify that Congress can coin money.
To coin money, regulate the value thereof and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measure. It just says that the Congress can coin money.
Right. It doesn't even say they have to.
Nope.
Right? So the United States Mint is saying this is their exclusive right. They are either totally ignorant of what the Constitution says, which is probably the likely excuse, or they're lying. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Because that's just not true. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Archives, if you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all right there for you on the front page. In fact, as far back as an entire year. It's all there for free at freetalklive.com, so take advantage of it. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Yeah, can you hear that, Mark?
I hear some child crying.
Far off in the background there. That's the federal government. They're crybabies, aren't they? Oh, the poor federal government. There's a competitor out there. Somebody decided back in 1998. His name's Bernard von Nothaus.
We met him once.
Yes, we met Bernard. Very nice guy.
Yes.
And he decided that he wanted to create a alternative currency. And he decided to call it the Liberty Dollar. And it was just a brilliant concept, and I'm so pleased that it has taken off in the way that it has, because it has helped people come to the realization and educate people that our system sucks. The federal government's Federal Reserve notes, you know, those green things that are in your wallet right now, those aren't backed by jack squat. And we've talked about this before, and we'll talk about it again, because it really is an important issue. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, go and look up a silver certificate. You will find images of them online. You might even have one tucked away in some old drawer somewhere that you've been
saving. I've got quite a few.
I've got one. They were made before 1934. I believe it was 1934, 1935 when they stopped printing silver certificates.
It was a dollar bill with the word silver certificate on top of it. In fact, there was at some point there was some text on there that actually made it clear you could exchange this for a dollar's worth of silver with the federal with the Treasury or whoever it was. They stopped that. Why? Because they pulled the backing from the U.S. dollars. The dollars in this country used to be backed by gold and silver. Used to be backed by silver, and now they're not. And why'd they do that, Mark?
Well, because why not? That way they can create money out of thin air, and the government can do whatever it wants to do. And they can give all the proceeds go to their big banker friends.
Because when money is not backed by anything, as our current money is in the United States, then you could just make as much of it as you like. If money's backed by silver and gold, like the Liberty Dollar is, and again, more information on it at dollar.freetalklive.com, if money's actually backed by something real and tangible, then that means that the people that are accepting those notes are going to want to know for sure that they're telling the truth. I mean, if I put out a bunch of Free Talk Live notes, and it says, this dollar is backed by an ounce of silver, and I hand it to you, and you say, come on, you're telling me that this is backed by an ounce of silver? Let me see the silver. And if I don't have the silver to show you, then I've got nothing. I mean, nobody's going to want my notes because they're going to know it's just a lie. They're going to know I'm just trying to scam people. But in the case of the Liberty Dollar, there's a warehouse in Idaho with real silver in it that is audited by a third-party company that has no connection to the Liberty Dollar agency. The warehouse isn't owned by the Liberty Dollar. It's a third-party warehouse. The auditor is not the warehouse. It's somebody else that comes in there to make sure that the money's really there. These things are really backed by silver. So, you know what happened? The government said, boy, these Liberty Dollar things, they had some meeting, and the U.S. Mint had a meeting. These Liberty Dollars are getting kind of popular. People are starting to use these things. Look, our monopoly here is being threatened, and we can't stand for this. The solution? Outlaw it! Make it so it's illegal to transact business in the Liberty Dollar. Make it so people that use the Liberty Dollar are criminals, outlaws, and make it so they can be arrested and charged with crimes. Essentially, outlaw the competition. That's what government does when it feels threatened, because government is an agency of force. And if you had doubted it until now, here's one more example of it. When government feels threatened, when government has a real competitor out there, it just passes another law and says, psst, puts the kibosh on you, you're done, your business is over with. You're illegal now, because we said so. And how can we say these things? Well, we're the men with guns and organization. That's exactly what's going on here. Here's a little bit more for you from the U.S. Mint's press release, talking about the NorFed Liberty Dollar. The advertisements confusingly refer to NorFed Liberty Dollar medallions as legal and constitutional. And until recently, they were legal, and they are constitutional. Under 18 U.S.C. 486...
Well, they are still the same, legal and constitutional.
Let me see what you think after these claims that they're going to make
here.
Under 18 U.S.C. 486, it's a federal crime to pass or attempt to pass any coins of gold or silver intended for use as current money, except as authorized by law. According to the NorFed website, Liberty merchants are encouraged to accept NorFed Liberty Dollar medallions and offer them as change in sales transactions of merchandise or services. NorFed tells Liberty associates that they can earn money by obtaining NorFed Liberty Dollar medallions at a discount and then can spend them into circulation, which is, by the way, exactly the same way the banks work. They buy the dollars at less than their actual cost and sell them to us at full face value. NorFed's Liberty Dollar medallions are specifically marketed to be used as current money in order to limit reliance on and to compete with the circulating coinage of the United States. Consequently, prosecutors with the United States Department of Justice have concluded that the use of NorFed's Liberty Dollar medallions violates 18 U.S.C. 486 and is a crime.
Wow.
It doesn't say anything else. It doesn't specify that you can use this as long as you cover your butt here and there. It just says... Now, again, they've lied once. in this press release by saying that it's the exclusive right of Congress to coin money. That's not true. That was a lie. So, I don't know. Maybe they are lying. Maybe they're not even interpreting 18 U.S.C. 46 correctly. I don't have that in front of me at the moment. But nonetheless, the U.S. Mint is pounding their fists on the table, and they're saying that this is a crime. Use of the Liberty Dollar Medallion is a crime. You know what, Mark? I think I might just buy something from you by the time the show is over with.
Commit a crime.
In fact, maybe we could just buy something from each other, because you've got a Liberty Dollar, I think, as well. Maybe I could buy something from you, and then you could
used all mine up.
I could sell you one of them, and you could buy something back. Just me selling you one of them probably would be a crime as well now.
Sounds like it.
We could commit crimes on the air. Aren't we harming people? Aren't we hurt? Wait a minute. When you commit crimes, shouldn't someone be harmed? Isn't that one of the factors of standing? Like, if you're taking a trial or a case to trial, don't you have to have standing? And doesn't that mean that someone has been harmed? Who's harmed by you and I transacting business on a voluntary basis with a silver piece? Who's harmed by that?
No one. It's just ridiculous.
The board of directors at the Federal Reserve, those are the ones who are harmed
by
it. Well,
absolutely. Those guys are going to be harmed.
We're threatening their livelihoods by doing our voluntary transactions. Do you think that these things, the Liberty Dollar, should be illegal? If you think so, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free number, 800-259-9231, to Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hello, sir.
I was listening to you guys about the free, like, the Liberty Dollar, and I figured since I, you know, pulled off the PowerPoint with the Free State Project, maybe I can ask my teacher if I can do a presentation about the Liberty Dollar.
Sure.
And maybe ask some questions like, you know, show a picture of the Liberty Dollar or something. Do you think this is illegal?
Hmm.
And have them answer, and then explain to them why it's not illegal.
Well, it is, according to the...
Why it wasn't illegal before.
Until yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And not just, of course, don't just focus on the legal, illegal factor. Also focus on fiat money.
Right, yeah, that's what I
want to do. And why it's so important.
I was thinking about, you know, maybe showing them a dollar and asking them how much gold backing is behind this dollar.
Yeah. It's an excellent question.
Let me know how it goes, Francisco. Sounds like a great idea. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So... according to the Department of Justice and the U.S. Mint, using Liberty Dollars is a crime. I wonder if it's a misdemeanor or a felony. I'll look into it. We'll find out, and you can call in about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out.
I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. You can help support Free Talk Live, however, by shopping at our store. You go to store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live shirts. We've got hats. We've got DVD sets of classic archives from way, way back. And they're pretty reasonably priced as well, especially considering the pre-order discount, which is in effect right now. It's going to be done as of this Sunday, as of Constitution Day, which happens to be Sunday the 17th. So that'll be your last day.
3 days?
Yeah,
three days.
That'll be your last chance at the pre-order discount. The products will still be available. You can still order after that. I'm just saying, don't procrastinate any longer. If you've been holding out, now's a great time to take advantage of that over 7% pre-order discount at store.freetalklive.com. Plus, our bumper stickers are there, and there's instructions as to how you can get a free bumper sticker. Of course, nothing in life is really free. Somebody's got to pay for that bumper sticker, in which case, I think that should be you, too. You, that is, if you have a business or a product or service you want to promote, because we are giving you a hell of an opportunity. If you compare this opportunity to any direct mail campaign you might have been involved in, I think you'll find that it's a great deal. Go to auction.freetalklive.com. You'll see that we're actually auctioning off some ad space on the backside of the bumper sticker. You know, when you get your bumper stickers from your radio stations, you flip them over, there's usually a local sponsor or something like that. That's what we're doing.
Right.
So go and get the details on that at auction.freetalklive.com. Talking about the Liberty Dollar, news coming out that now the U.S. Mint, the Department of Justice, is considering the usage of the Liberty Dollar to be a crime. We're going to Jay in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Jay in Indiana, going once.
Hello.
Hi, Jay.
I was just going to let you know, you said you didn't have the direct quotes of the original items in front of you.
Yeah.
That the mint was referencing?
Yeah, I was talking about like the U.S. United States code. Yes, sir.
Well, I was just going to let you know that on the NH Free website, on their forum, mm-hmm. if you went into the general discussion and looked up NorFed illegal.
I'm actually on that thread right now, as a matter of fact.
If you scroll down a little bit, I put up quotes of all of the original items.
Do you want to summarize for us? Did the U.S. Mint get it correctly? Did they obscure things like they did with the Constitution, just out-and-out lying about what the Constitution says?
Well, like you said, the very first one, which is funny, that on the Constitution, that's the only one that goes off of their website, and I had a harder time looking for it. But the misquote is Congress has the exclusive power to coin money of the United States and to regulate its value. And nowhere in the original document, the Constitution, does it say exclusive.
No, it certainly doesn't.
Well, it does say that states can't coin money. It does not say exclusive.
No, nothing said exclusive in it.
Did they misrepresent anything else?
Well, here's what... it doesn't say exclusive, but it does indicate that the United States government is going to use gold and silver as a backing for its coins,
mm-hmm.
Or, you know, its money. And
well, it's coins when it comes to them. You can call it coins.
Well, I'm just saying it's money in general. And that's where they're telling lies, because they're not doing that anymore.
Well, it's not the United States who's making the money. It's the Federal Reserve, which is a private organization.
So they have no business issuing that money unless they allow other organizations.
Oh, it's not the Federal Reserve that's preventing it. It's the United States Mint that's preventing it.
Mint preventing what?
Preventing anyone else from competing with the Federal Reserve.
Right. What I'm saying is the United States Mint, if it's going to allow the Federal Reserve, which isn't, in fact, a government agency, to issue money, then they have to allow other
Which is probably why NorFed is going to take this to court. They're waiting for an opportunity here, which may be why they haven't charged anybody. Maybe that's why the Mint is saying, well, we're not sure if we're going to actually bring charges on this, but trust us, it's illegal to use these here Liberty dollars. Jay, your final thoughts?
I was just wanting to give you guys more information on the original, like 31 USC 5112 and 5131.
Yeah, you've got all that stuff quoted there.
Yeah,
and
they're totally they just say, you know, like what the Mint can do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason for them to post that at all.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. So what I'm thinking here, Mark, is the reason why they're not bringing charges is because they don't want NorFed to step in. Like, it'd be easy for them to charge a Liberty associate, somebody who is by NorFed granted the opportunity to purchase these things at a discount and sell them. It'd be easy to just charge one of them because they're just a regular person like you and I, but they know that NorFed might step in and assist with the case and fight this all the way as far as they possibly can. I don't think they want this fight because they probably know they're wrong and they're just trying to slander and attack NorFed, which, honestly, I think is going to turn around and bite them in the butt. I hope it does. I hope that a lot of people read this USA Today article. I hope it gets picked up for syndication and it gets published everywhere so more people can find out about the Liberty Dollar and learn that the entire monetary system in the United States is a total scam. Total scam.
Well, I think most Americans sort of
understand it.
They may not think about it, but they do know that there's nothing backing a dollar.
They may know it, but I don't think they know how important it is.
I don't think they realize
how critical this is and why. You want to know why things are increasing in price, why the houses are going up so rapidly, I mean, why everything is inflating? It's because of the system.
I agree entirely with you. I just don't think that it has enough soundbitiness to capture the Americans' interest. Now, if you say that... Nicole Kidman kills two in an airport with a knife, bam, you've got their attention.
Yeah.
But if you say lawsuit over the legality of metal-backed currencies and you know the spiraling deficit rate and private corporation owning the United States, the ability of the United States to make money, where's that going?
1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, you bring up whatever's on your mind. Still want to hear from somebody that thinks the Mint is right about this, that these Liberty Dollar things, they should be illegal. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we're going to Brett in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you guys doing?
Good, hey. Brett. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about my school's play that's coming up and actually who is protesting it. Is the biggest kind of issue.
Okay.
Basically, the play that we're doing for our fall play is called The Laramie Project. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's kind of a long story, but I'll try to keep it short and quick and everything. Basically, there was a homosexual teenager in 1998 who was murdered because
I'm offended already! Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he was murdered because he was gay.
Mm.
And basically, this play is, we're just doing this pretty much to show that you should not discriminate and why it's bad. Well, a couple of moms around here got uptight and decided to say, well, I don't want my kids seeing this terrible, you know, anti Christian play.
It's not anti-Christian. It just might portray gay people as human beings.
Right, that's really the issue.
Which, God forbid. I mean, why would you do that? But
yes.
Anyway, so...
Because God hates gays more than he hates anything else.
Well, it's funny
and
you say that.
That's really what they think. They think that gay is just the biggest issue in America. And a Christian would realize it's just a sin like any other sin. And that's all.
And that you're supposed to love the sinners, right?
You absolutely are.
Brett, go ahead.
It's funny you say that because you would never guess who is actually coming to protest. I'm sure you guys are familiar with Fred Phelps.
Fred Phelps. He's that guy from South Carolina,
Kansas,
some crazy wacko church.
Down in Kansas, yes.
Right.
He's actually coming to my school the day of the play to protest.
Wow.
And I just kind of wanted to, you know, there's not really too much of a point to this because, but what I kind of wanted to say is that a lot of kids say, because we were discussing it today at school, mm-hmm. and a lot of people were saying, well, he shouldn't have the right to do that. And I was arguing for him, you know, as much as I hate the guy and I think he's a total wacko.
Sure.
He totally, you know, he can do that. This is public property, whatever, you know. But,
well, it is a school, and they're pretty uppity about who they allow on a school campus. I mean, yes, it is government property. Yes, he should be allowed, but at the same time, they don't like you being on campus if you aren't a student or a teacher or somebody with a permission slip.
Yeah, but they are actually letting him, they're going to let him do it, so it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens with it, but... You know,
yeah, let us know, man. You're going to be there, so you're on the front lines of this thing.
Definitely.
Now, the school hasn't pulled the play. You guys are going through with it, right?
Oh, we're definitely going through with it. Like I said, it started with, like, two moms, you know, like I said, and so it kind of caused this chain reaction where a bunch of other parents are like, well, yeah, I don't like it either. And the thing that they're doing, thing that they're basing their arguments on is because none of them want to sound homophobic, obviously, because
mm-hmm.
that would be terrible to actually sound like that on the
right.
news. So... they're saying, well, this play has profanity in it, and I don't want my kids being in this. I'm like,
ludicrous.
Do you guys seriously think that we don't say words like that in school and talk about homophobes, you know?
Unbelievable.
Issues?
Parents who still believe their children haven't heard the curse words and must shield them from every four-letter word. Oh, my poor darling's ears.
Yep.
Let us know what happens, man. Interesting case. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Can you believe that?
No,
people
I can't.
Still think that way?
It's not.
They're just covering themselves.
Yeah, they're just covering themselves.
Nuts. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, fence at the border, yeah.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, 10 a.m.